Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, John Kowalski. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 27, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Shots were fired at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening as various members of the U.S. government had to duck and hide for cover. No government officials were harmed by 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen, a man from California who was the perpetrator of the shooting attempt. Northwestern completed a good round in softball this past weekend, beating Purdue fair and square in a manner which was certainly sweeping. In essence, Northwestern University beat Purdue in both weekend games, scoring well and setting the team up for more good times. Iran's top diplomat went to Pakistan on Sunday in hopes of continuing the halted ceasefire negotiations between the United States of America and the aforementioned Middle Eastern state. Yet, President Donald Trump offered instead to take a phone call to continue negotiations. King Charles is set to be stateside today as he comes to the United States on a diplomatic mission. Hopes to repair the relationship between the USA and Great Britain are of great importance to the Isle Nation as tensions have risen during President Donald Trump's presidency. The weather today is looking rainy. Best of luck. Stay dry, cats. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm John Kowalski. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat and our regular broadcasting.